Hi guys, like again, now it's me, Alan Smith. Back with wee Puckley Stories of the Day. It's P&J the day now. I've been in good time today getting a paper for Thursday, January 11th. So, front page paper day is a murder accused telt Quine to keep stair fall secret. So, a man accused of murdering a northeast granddad by pushing him down a flight of stairs asked his stepdaughter not to tell anybody if it happened, or else he could be done for manslaughter, a high court jury has been told. Well, that didn't work out too good then. Tristan Simpson is on trial in Aberdeen, charged with killing Bob Parks. Given evidence yesterday, the accused stepdaughter, Charlie Simpson, said she heard Mr. Parks say, "Get your hands off me," seconds before he fell to his death during a birthday celebration at a house in Old Meldrum in 2014. She told the court, "I heard them at the top of the stairs having a kerfuffle." Miss Simpson, if I was 13, at the time of the incident, said she heard Mr. Parks falling down the stairs and rushed to see if it happened. She added, "I saw Tristan standing at the top of the stairs in complete shock. I said, did you push him? He said, no. But if anybody asks you about it, you can't say anything about it, because if he does die, I'll get done for manslaughter." So the man denies murder. So, oh mighty, what a tragic thing to happen. Anyway, the trial's ongoing, obviously. So he'd have to claim to say nothing, but obviously, that's, you know, the truth must come out. So see if it happens in the next couple of days. We ask. Now here's have a ball and raise vital cash for charity. This is a Northeast Sensory Services. That's NESS. We'll get partygoers into the groove at its 1970s and 80s themed fundraiser ball. The charity is raising funds for folk who are visually or hearing impaired across Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire and Moray. The funky lineup comprises dance group City Moves, Fraserburgh crooner Paul Black and 10-piece disco band Funk Connection. Is sure to keep guests on their feet as they dance night away. Popular tunes for the Jackson 5, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, and all the best of the era will be performed throughout the evening. The ball also features a 70s themed cocktail reception and a 3-course dinner celebrating the Northeast hospitality industry. The event takes place on Saturday, March 19th between 6 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the morning. Funds raised will support the valuable service it provides. For further information on sponsorship opportunities or to book tickets, contact Lorraine Middleton at nesensoryservices.org or Susan Mackay at nesensoryservices.org. So, one of our two coins will sort you with tickets, and you have to be sure and look out your 70s. Talks, of course, if you're gone, and keeping the theme of the whole thing, but it doesn't actually say far about it is, so maybe I'll update that at a later date or some of that coins. If you're interested in gone, we'll keep you right about that. So I will, when I take muckle reckon about in my wardrobe, because most of my clothes are for the 70s anyway, so a bit decked, but never mind. Now here's Dad's marathon bid to raise £50,000 after care for his loan. A Mintlad dad will run 165 miles non-stop from Glasgow to Aberdeen to raise funds for two charities after his newborn was diagnosed with an ultra-rare condition. Andrew Smith will attempt to cover the distance of 6 marathons in just 36 hours on June 1st following the premature birth of his son, Louis. The avid runner is hoping to raise £50,000 for the Archie Foundation and Ronald McDonald House, Glasgow, for supporting him and his partner Nancy Mead through Louis' diagnosis. Arriving 12 weeks early on September 9th, weighing just 3 pounds, 7 ounces, Andrew and Nancy were taken by surprise. They had recently moved for Mr. Smith's work in Israel and had returned to Mintlad to visit family. While in the northeast, Miss Mead began experiencing back pain, which she believed to be a urinary tract infection. It was later established she was actually in labour. So the wee baby was cared for at the neonatal unit in Royal Aberdeenshire Children's Hospital before he began to have frequent apnea episodes, a sudden loss of breathing. Mr. Smith said Louis had several procedures, including an MRI scan, blood test, CT scans and X-rays, checking for obstructions in his respiratory system. One of the consultants noticed Louis making involuntary movements, which was one of the factors that led to us undergoing genetic testing to see if they could help explain Louis's condition. God almighty, what a job. Just 7 weeks old, Louis was flown to the Royal Hospital for Kids in Glasgow for surgery on his windpipe to try and reduce his apnea. The couple were told that Louis has an ultra-rare genetic disorder thought to affect less than 100 folk in the world. Oh my God. Mr. Smith said he will have some additional challenges to require regular visits to the Children's Hospital over the coming months and years, but he's a healthy, thriving wee loon. He recognises the sound of his mum and dad's voices waking up when he hears this speaking on the ward. So, well, that's, you know, that's good news if his DNR writing coming on, but I mean, that's a tremendous thing to do. I mean, run for 36 hours, could run for 36 seconds, certainly 36 minutes. So, well, I hope he does raise a lot of money and, you know, a very worthwhile cause, and it just shows you, although folk are, you know, hyping the NHS doing, there is some marvellous, marvellous folk working within it. So, best of luck to wee loon and best of luck to man in his marathon. Now, here's a shop and cafe owner who launched his fundraiser to help save business. So, the owner of an Aberdeen cafe and vinyl store has launched a last resort fundraiser to try to save his business. Red Robin Records, located on Correction Wynd, was opened in 2019 by Nick Duthie. However, the business had a difficult start due to the pandemic. He couldn't have opened at a worse time, really. And a lack of passing trade from Union Street, which created a number of challenges in the following years. The independent store, which specialises in new vinyl and serves freshly ground coffee from all over the world, has gained a loyal customer base, but this has not prevented it from falling into debt. Mr. Duthie has now launched a last resort GoFundMe page with the aim of raising £100,000 to keep the venue open. He wrote, "I have a target of £100,000, which is insane, but my feelings are go big or go home. I didn't ever imagine reaching this goal, but I thought it was important to show folk the mountain I'm stepping onto." On the fundraiser page, Mr. Duthie explains any money donated will help to pay off debt and avoid insolvency, so they can hopefully start again with the equipment in the future. He plans to keep the shop open for the rest of the month, but adds things will have to significantly change financially for the business to survive. He added, "We had just started opening up in the evenings in December and had great feedback. This is something we'd like to continue and feel it's far we can generate profit and turn things around, which is what we want. To get to that point, we need full bookings every Thursday, Friday and Saturday night for February through to December." The cafe during the day would also have to increase its profit by a third, and I would need to sell double the amount of coffee beans that we sell in the shop. The announcement follows a confirmation from the owners of Hague's Food Hall that their business in School Hill has closed after 12 years. James and Julie Hague said soaring power bills and rates have left them unable to turn a profit. So, well, that is a shame now, because he's been here for a fair old while, Hague's, and I'm pretty sure just not that long ago they spent an absolute fortune doing it up. So, you know, a bit of a shame if that is to close, and the same for us Sladby's, you know, records and coffee shop, which, you know, on the face of it sounds a good idea to me, but I think the councillors need to look at this, you know, bus gate thing, because there's just folk just kind of when I get to Middle Aberdeen, because it's just near impossible. But anyway, we'll see who, I reckon if they'll get £100,000, they may get enough to keep him going for a while, so fingers crossed for him. Now, here is the key details for Stuart Mill claims and query. So, the collapse of Northeast house builder Stuart Mill Group earlier this week has left home buyers and suppliers worried they will suffer financially. Here, the P&J reveals what the administrators at Tenio Financial Advisory are saying about Stuart Mill's current projects and what they're telling the company's customers and creditors to do. The affairs, business and property of SMG Surety Mill Group and its subsidiaries are now managed by the administrators. The businesses ceased trading with immediate effect on January the 8th. No further construction is being completed at this time as a result of the sudden collapse. The administrators will shortly be contacting all known customers with the reservations, as well as creditors, suppliers, subcontractors and hired plant equipment providers. If you have reserved a Stuart Mill property and have not moved in yet, the administrators will be contacting you directly. Should you have an immediate query, email smreserved@tenio.com. If you're currently buying a Stuart Mill property and have a query about any outstanding works, email smhomeowners@tenio.com for further information. All sums due by Stuart Mill Group and its subsidiaries prior to January 8 will be treated as unsecured claims. All known creditors will be contacted and given details of how to submit a claim. All other creditor queries should be submitted to smgeneral@tenio.com. If you're a supplier, no further orders should be fulfilled. Delivery to Stuart Mill sites should not be attempted unless otherwise advised by the administrators. If you have outstanding invoices, a claim will need to be submitted to the administrators. As noted above, all known creditors will be contacted and given details of how to make a claim. Well, quite an absolute disaster, because there's like, you know, loads and loads of folk is just nae long moved in or in the process of moving in, and you know, all this folk is subcontracted for them or hired out machinery or plant or something like that. That is not a good situation for anybody. It's just not looking too good of a, so Lord knows what will come of this, but it's a disaster for any Stuart Mill customer or anybody who works alongside him just now. Just absolutely awful. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and the back page paper today is Robson happy to play waiting game on a guy. So Aberdeen boss Barry Robson insists he's ready to play the waiting game for £500,000 signing Pape Gouye to make a first team impact. Striker Gouye has started only one match since a big money transfer from Belgian side KV Kortrijk last summer. The solitary start was in the 2-2 Europa Conference League draw away to HJK Helsinki, for he was substituted at half time. The 24-year-old has now featured for the Don since the Group G clash in Finland in November the 30th. He's only 111 minutes of first-team action since moving to Pretoria in a three-year contract. Robson insists his limited game time is due to a number of factors, including lack of pre-season at the KV Kortrijk, arriving at Pretoria late in the window and experiencing a new culture. The Don's boss says the former Senegal under-20 international is determined to make his mark at Pretoria. Well, here's hoping he does, and he'll have to get a run of games to Diat, obviously. So here's hoping the loon, you know, adapts to his new culture and gets up to speed and gets his fitness far it needs to be. And, you know, best thing for him if he could score a couple goals, and the best thing for Aberdeen, you know. So fingers crossed that comes about. So come on, Aberdeen. Name missing about to ask guy. No, that's me done for today. Now it's the wee puckly stories of today's Pressing Journal on Thursday, 11th of January, 2024. And very, very mochy day. It's the best you could call today. Just dark, drizzly, overcast. Just mainly a hail day. So no great shakes or anything about today. Nae overly cold, but just very, very mochy. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Now, hope you've enjoyed it. If you did, please mind and tell a pal about it, or just some relation or anybody if I was in the hospital for, you know, there's nothing better to do. They can tune in to a couple episodes of the Doric Express. Follow us on Spotify, and you can Bob's your uncle before they came for that. They'll be woken up for their coma and their illnesses will all be gone, hopefully. So if you could manage that, to be just dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.